The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Monday, March 15th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Monday of the fourth week of Lent in the Missal. This is liturgical year B, cycle one. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Louise de Marillac. She was born in France in 1591, educated by Dominican nuns, and she wanted to become a nun, but on the advice of her confessor, she married Antony Legras, an official in the Queen's service. The year was 1613. After Antony's death in 1625, Louise met Vincent de Paul, who became her spiritual advisor. She devoted the rest of her life to working with him. She helped direct his Ladies of Charity in their work of caring for the sick, the poor, and the neglected. In 1633, she set up a training center for candidates seeking to help in her work. This was the beginning of the Sisters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul. She took her vows in 1634 and attracted great numbers of candidates. Louise wrote a rule for the community, and in 1642, St. Vincent allowed four of the members to take vows. She traveled all over France, establishing her sisters in hospitals, orphanages, and other institutions. By the time of her death in Paris, March 15, 1660, the congregation had more than 40 houses in France. Since then, they have spread all over the world. St. Louise de Marillac, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Oh, my Lord and my God, I offer to you this day and forever my body, my soul, and my heart with all their works, powers, and affections in the spirit of contrition and atonement, in the spirit of adoration and thanksgiving, in the spirit of faith, hope, and charity. I lay my past, my present, and my future at your feet. And I pray that I may accomplish your will during every moment of my mortal life and rejoice in your love for my whole eternity. Through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with whose prayers, labors, and sufferings I beseech you to unite and sanctify mine. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that we might experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth, to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo de Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
We are created to love. The Christian faith holds that creation has been damaged. Human existence is no longer what was produced at the hands of the Creator. It is burdened with another element that produces, besides the innate tendency toward God, the opposite tendency away from God. In this way, man is torn between the original impulse of creation and his own historical inheritance. On one hand, man is created to love. He is there in order to lose himself, to give himself. But it is also easy for him to withhold himself, to want to be just himself. This tendency is built up to the point where, on one hand, he can love God, and on the other, can be angry with him and say, "I want to be independent. I just want to be myself." If we observe ourselves carefully, we can see this paradox, this inner tension of our existence. On one hand, we recognize that what the Ten Commandments say is right. That's what we want and what we like doing. That is to say, being good to other people, being grateful, respecting other people's property, finding great love in a sexual relationship so that this becomes a lifelong mutual responsibility, telling the truth, not lying. In some sense, that is indeed a trend that is not merely contrary to our nature and lying on our shoulders like a yoke.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 9 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Monday of the fourth week of Lent, March 15th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. We would not have had the courage to believe in a God who loves humanity if we had not known Jesus. What kind of God is prepared to die for people? What kind of God loves people always and patiently without demanding to be loved in return? We begin this day of prayer as we join with the whole church, and we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud when I saw how the wicked prosper.
For them there are no pains. Their bodies are sound and sleek. They have no share in men's sorrows. They are not stricken like others.
So they wear their pride like a necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. Their hearts overflow with malice. Their minds seethe with plots.
They scoff. They speak with malice. From on high they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth.
So the people turn to follow them and drink in all their words. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them, such are the wicked, but untroubled, they grow in wealth.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence, when I was stricken all day long, suffered punishment day after day.
Then I said, if I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people. I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked.
How slippery the paths on which you set them. You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O Lord, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God. And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand, no better than a beast in your sight.
Yet I was always in your presence. You were holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory.
What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever.
All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I will tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. It is good to be with you, Father. In you is fullness of life for your faithful people. In you all hope resides. May you lead us to everlasting happiness.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel.
The kingdom of God is at hand.
A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell your brother Aaron that he is not to come whenever he pleases into the sanctuary inside the veil, in front of the propitiatory on the ark. Otherwise, when I reveal myself in a cloud above the propitiatory, he will die. Only in this way may Aaron enter the sanctuary. He shall bring a young bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a holocaust. He shall wear the sacred linen tunic with the linen drawers next to his flesh, gird himself with a linen sash, and put on the linen mitre. But since these vestments are sacred, he shall not put them on until he has first bathed his body in water. From the Israelite community he shall receive two male goats for a sin offering and one ram for the holocaust. Aaron shall bring in the bullock, his sin offering, to atone for himself and his household. Taking the two male goats and setting them before the Lord at the entrance of the meeting tent, he shall cast lots to determine which one is for the Lord and which for Azazel. the goat that is determined by lot for the Lord, Aaron shall bring in and offer up as a sin offering. But the goat determined by lot for Azazel, he shall set alive before the Lord, so that with it he may make atonement by sending it off to Azazel in the desert. Thus shall Aaron offer up the bullock, his sin offering, to atone for himself and for his family. When he has slaughtered it, he shall take a censer full of glowing embers from the altar before the Lord, as well as a double handful of finely ground fragrant incense, and bringing them inside the veil, there before the Lord he shall put incense on the fire, so that a cloud of incense may cover the propitiatory over the commandments, else he will die. Taking some of the bullock's blood, he shall sprinkle it with his finger on the forepart of the propitiatory, and likewise sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times in front of the propitiatory. Then he shall slaughter the people's sin offering goat, and bringing its blood inside the veil, he shall do with it as he did with the bullock's blood, sprinkling it on the propitiatory and before it. Thus he shall make atonement for the sanctuary because of all the sinful defilements and faults of the Israelites. He shall do the same for the meeting tent, which is set up among them in the midst of their uncleanness. No one else may be in the meeting tent from the time he enters the sanctuary to make atonement until he departs. When he has made atonement for himself and his household, as well as for the whole Israelite community, he shall come out to the altar before the Lord and make atonement for it also. Taking some of the bullock's and the goat's blood, he shall put it on the horns around the altar, and with his finger sprinkle some of the blood on it seven times. Thus he shall render it clean and holy, purged of the defilements of the Israelites. When he has completed the atonement rite for the sanctuary, the meeting tent, and the altar, Aaron shall bring forward the live goat. Laying both hands on its head, he shall confess over it all the sinful faults and transgressions of the Israelites, and so put them on the goat's head. He shall then have it led into the desert by an attendant. Since the goat is to carry off their iniquities to an isolated region, it must be sent away into the desert. After Aaron has again gone into the meeting tent, he shall strip off and leave in the sanctuary the linen vestments he had put on when he entered there. After bathing his body with water in a sacred place, he shall put on his vestments and then come out and offer his own and the people's holocaust in atonement for himself and for the people, and also burn the fat of the sin offering on the altar. The man who has led away the goat for Azazel shall wash his garments and bathe his body in water. Only then may he enter the camp. The sin offering bullock and goat whose blood was brought into the sanctuary to make atonement shall be taken outside the camp, where their hides and flesh and offal shall be burned up in the fire. The one who burns them shall wash his garments and bathe his body in water. Only then may he enter the camp. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ came as the high priest of the good things which are to be, not with blood of goats or calves, but with his own blood.
He entered the holy place once for all, and won our eternal salvation.
He did not enter a holy place fashioned by man. He entered heaven itself.
He entered the holy place once for all, and won our eternal salvation.
From a homily on Leviticus by Origen, priest. Once a year, the high priest, leaving the people outside, entered that place where no one except the high priest might enter. In it was the mercy seat, and above the mercy seat, the cherubim, as well as the Ark of the Covenant and the altar of incense. Let me turn to my true high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. In our human nature, he spent the whole year in the company of the people, the year that he spoke of when he said, "He sent me to bring good news to the poor, to announce the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of forgiveness." Notice how once in that year, on the Day of Atonement, he enters into the Holy of Holies. Having fulfilled God's plan, he passes through the heavens and enters into the presence of the Father to make him turn in mercy to the human race and to pray for all who believe in him. John the Apostle, knowing of the atonement that Christ makes to the Father for all men, says this, "Little children, I say these things so that you may not sin. But if we have sinned, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the Just One. He is the atonement for our sins." In the same way, Paul refers to this atonement when he says of Christ, "God appointed him to be the atonement for our sins in his blood through faith." We have then a day of atonement that remains until the world comes to an end. God's word tells us, "The high priest shall put incense on the fire in the sight of the Lord. The smoke of the incense shall cover the mercy seat above the tokens of the covenant, so that he may not die. He shall take some of the blood of the bull calf and sprinkle it with his finger over the mercy seat toward the east." God taught the people of the Old Covenant how to celebrate the ritual offered to him in atonement for the sins of men. But you have come to Christ, the true high priest. Through his blood, he has made God turn to you in mercy and has reconciled you with the Father. You must not think simply of ordinary blood, but you must learn to recognize instead the blood of the Word. Listen to him as he tells you, "This is my blood, which will be shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." There is a deeper meaning in the fact that the high priest sprinkles the blood toward the east. Atonement comes to you from the east. From the east comes the one whose name is Dayspring, he who is mediator between God and men. You are invited then to look always to the east. It is there that the sun of righteousness rises for you. It is there that the light is always being born for you. You are never to walk in darkness. The great and final day is not to enfold you in darkness. Do not let the night and mist of ignorance steal upon you. So that you may always enjoy the light of knowledge, keep always in the daylight of faith. Hold fast always to the light of love and peace.
For our sake, Jesus went before us into heaven.
And he has become like Melchizedek, a high priest forever.
He is the King of Justice. His life has no end.
And he has become like Melchizedek, a high priest forever.
Let us pray. O God, who renew the world through mysteries beyond all telling, grant, we pray, that your church may be guided by your eternal design and not be deprived of your help in this present age. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
29 past the hour. We'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Good day, sunshine.
27 minutes before the hour on Monday of the fourth week of Lent, March 15th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord performs a long-distance healing from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John.
After the 2 days, he departed to Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they too had gone to the feast. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. At Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went and begged him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him,
"Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe."
The official said to him,
"Sir, come down before my child dies."
"Go, your son will live."
The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was living. So he asked them the hour when he began to mend.
"Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him."
The father knew that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed, and all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Don't ever stop praying. And that doesn't mean you have to be a monk, but know that God is with you all the time. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. When he had found a place to pray in. There are many passages in the Gospel narrating that Jesus has withdrawn from the crowds and has gone on his own to pray. And this is more clearly thrown into relief at the more important moments of his public ministry, at his baptism, at the election of the apostles, on the occasion of the first multiplication of the loaves, at the transfiguration. It was a normal thing for Jesus to do. At times, he spent the whole night in an intimate conversation with his Father. The apostles were filled with love when they saw Christ pray. How it helps us, too. During this Lenten period, we could perhaps concentrate especially on a scene we contemplate in the Rosary, the agony of Jesus in the garden. Immediately before giving himself in the Passion, the Lord makes for the Garden of Gethsemane with the apostles. Jesus must often have prayed there, for St. Luke says, "Now he went out, as his custom was, to Mount Olivet." But this time Jesus' prayer would be special. The moment for his agony had arrived. Arriving at Gethsemane, he tells them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." Before withdrawing a little to pray, our Lord asks the apostles too to pray. Jesus knows that they are soon to be subjected to the temptation of scandal on seeing the Master taken captive. He had already announced it at the Last Supper, but now he warns them that unless they are found vigilant and praying, they will not pass the test. Prayer is indispensable for us, for if we neglect our dealings with God, little by little our spiritual life begins to languish. If you abandon prayer, you may at first live on spiritual reserves, and after that by cheating. On the other hand, prayer unites us to God, and He tells us, without me, you can do nothing. It is good to pray with perseverance, never vacillating. We have to speak with Him a great deal, insistently, in the various circumstances of our lives. Now, moreover, during Lent, we walk with Jesus along the way of the cross. And without prayer, how difficult it is to accompany Him. With the example of His own life, the Lord teaches us what our fundamental approach has to be, a continuous filial dialogue with God. And mental prayer, in my view, is nothing but friendly intercourse and frequent solitary conversation with Him who we know loves us. We have always to try to have presence of God and to contemplate the mysteries of our faith. This dialogue with God should not be interrupted, but even further, it ought to be carried on in the midst of all our activities. And what is indispensable is that it should be more intense during those periods we dedicate each day to mental prayer. We meditate and we speak in His presence, knowing that He truly sees us and hears us. The need for prayer, together with the importance of charity, is one of the points most stressed by our Lord in His ministry. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers, and you'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 21 before the hour, morning prayer coming up on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday of the fourth week of Lent, March 15th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Time to pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Each morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness.
Each morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness.
O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth, or the world brought forth, you are God, without beginning or end. You turn men back to dust and say, "Go back, sons of men." To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers. By evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years, or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and happy to be known as companions of your Son, we will praise you among the peoples and proclaim you to the nations.
Each morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness.
From the farthest bounds of the earth, may God be praised.
From the farthest bounds of the earth, may God be praised.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the coastlands and those who dwell in them. Let the steep and its cities cry out, the villages where Kedar dwells. Let the inhabitants of Selah exult and shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and utter his praise in the coastlands.
The Lord goes forth like a hero. Like a warrior, he stirs up his ardor. He shouts out his battle cry. Against his enemies, he shows his might. I have looked away and kept silence. I have said nothing, holding myself in. But now I cry out as a woman in labor, gasping and panting.
I will lay waste mountains and hills. All their herbage I will dry up. I will turn the rivers into marshes, and the marshes I will dry up.
I will lead the blind on their journey. By paths unknown, I will guide them. I will turn darkness into light before them and make crooked ways straight.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
From the farthest bounds of the earth, may God be praised.
You who stand in his sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord.
You who stand in his sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself and Israel for his own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills in heaven, on earth, in the seas. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land. On his people, their land he bestowed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Where two or three gather in your name, Lord, you promise to be with them and share their fellowship. Look down upon your family gathered here in your name, and graciously pour out your blessing upon us.
You who stand in his sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord.
A reading from the book of Exodus. You have seen for yourselves how I bore you up on eagle wings and brought you here to myself. Therefore, if you hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my special possession, dearer to me than all other people, though all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
A royal official, hearing that Jesus had come to Galilee, begged him to heal his son who lay ill at Capernaum.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A royal official, hearing that Jesus had come to Galilee, begged him to heal his son who lay ill at Capernaum. Blessed be God, the Father, for his gift of this sacrifice of praise. In the spirit of this Lenten season, let us pray.
Instruct us, Lord, in the ways of your kingdom.
God of power and mercy, give us the spirit of prayer and repentance,
with burning love for you and for all mankind.
Instruct us, Lord, in the ways of your kingdom.
Help us to work with you in making all things new in Christ,
and in spreading justice and peace throughout the world.
Instruct us, Lord, in the ways of your kingdom.
Teach us the meaning and value of creation,
so that we may join its voice to ours as we sing your praise.
Instruct us, Lord, in the ways of your kingdom.
Forgive us for failing to see Christ in the poor, the distressed, and the troublesome,
and for our failure to reverence your Son in their persons.
Instruct us, Lord, in the ways of your kingdom.
And now we pause to express our own needs and those of our community.
Instruct us, Lord, in the ways of your kingdom.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who renew the world through mysteries beyond all telling, grant, we pray, that your church may be guided by your eternal design and not be deprived of your help in this present age. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's another brand new week in the Lenten journey, and Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.